What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol Pete Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Alright. Hey everybody.
Hello.
I'm your host Pablo.
Pablo de Pacas.
Pablo de Pacas. And we're back. This is our second week in a row.
Did we do a show last week?
We did a show last week. Then it was like 3 weeks prior to that though.
Week was one before, yeah. But
you
didn't post.
But yeah, that's gonna be a lost episode. It's cause that shit was fucking ridiculous.
Why?
No, just, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
It was alright.
By the time I got it, you know. So we were watching Conan Exiles create a character.
A lot of penis.
The penis physics is weird. I think they had the shaft physics down.
They should have spent more time on the tit physics.
The ball physics is weird. Yeah, and the tit physics, there's no tit physics at all.
Yeah.
It's just like, they're like stiff, unmovable things. Whereas the dick, the fucking, like, the wind blows and the dick's just like, it's like a flag, you know? I don't know anyone.
Yeah, dicks don't blow in the wind.
Yeah, like, my dick is not that light. It's not like, you know, a small breeze is just like.
It's not hair.
Yeah. It's almost like a light, like it would be a loincloth or something. Like, you know, just like, just flapping in the breeze. I mean, that is a saying, but like, you know.
It's probably what it is, because if you turn on the.
So you're creating your character while he's being like crucified.
Yeah. Well, he's being crucified and he's up on the thing, and then you take over from there, like he falls off the cross or whatever the reason.
You have to bite the fucking.
The fucking vulture?
The vulture that comes and try to eat you and he thinks he's dead. That shows the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, I forgot about that scene.
It's the best scene.
I forgot about that.
Because you don't expect that.
Yeah. You know, in the movie, Arnold fucked himself. He got fucked up by those dogs.
No.
Remember he's getting chased by the dogs and he runs up that hill.
Uh-huh.
Well, they didn't practice it, and apparently those dogs were like straight on the tag dogs. They weren't like trained to just stop when they were like to stop. You know. So he's running and they're like, okay, well, just run and climb up the hill as fast as you can. Well, he hadn't practiced climbing up the hill either. So he's just running his ass off, and if you watch the scene, he actually falls. He gets up to the hill, and then he falls, and the dog, I think one of the dogs bit his calf, and the other dog bit his fucking his in the back of his arm, and like they had to come and drag the dogs off of him. And the next scene, he's on top of the hill.
That's funny.
I know that, like, Conan Exiles, I've seen some gameplay of it, and it does, other than the penis flapping,
mm-hmm.
and it does look good. Like, it looks really good.
What do you have to do?
It's kind of like
a survival game. You pretty much, you just start naked, and then
you get clothes.
Yeah, you go around, you go find clothes, weapons, food, whatever.
It's a lot like that Ark, Ark? That survive.
Yeah,
but is there cities and shit?
Like Daisy, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there cities and shit?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, they showed some cities, trading posts, things like that. Was like, it's all about you building your character up to become the next fucking king of, fucking Wildlands, man. The more I see of it, the more I want to play it. That shit looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it
does. We were just watching, Achievement Hunters?
Oh.
Yeah.
And those fucking.
I think it was just Rooster Teeth.
It was Let's Play Together. You know how they do the Let's Play Together videos?
Yeah.
IGN?
No. IGN wouldn't have been that funny.
I know. It would have been like, okay, guys, we are here playing Wildlands. And it would have been some foreign guy for no reason.
For no fucking reason. What the fuck?
Or some chick. Token chick.
Yeah.
Token chick.
So, Kojima
Kohima.
Is excited about the Nintendo Switch.
Is he planning to develop?
He doesn't say he's developing anything for it, but he's talking about the Switch, saying it's the future.
It's not the future.
He starts talking about how the feature he's excited about is being able to play on your TV then pick up and like take the game exactly with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
And he says you might
which
be
is definitely the selling point on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and that's the technology that he's excited about. He tried to do something similar in God, what is that fucking game?
They stole his idea. Is that what he's saying?
No, he's not saying that at all.
I'm kidding.
This is the next step, he says. But it's Peace Walker. In Peace Walker, you had it for the PS3 and for the Vita, or for the PSP. No, it was a Vita. It was a Vita, I think. No, it wasn't PSP.
They don't make PSPs anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
Why they just?
Because they got the Vita, and then they stopped making Vitas now too. Because they just don't sell.
Yeah, they don't sell. Right?
But you could transfer your game, say, between the two games. And so, like, you can translate, like, okay, say you had to leave.
It was cool looking.
Peace Walker?
No, the...
The Vita?
Whatever.
The PSP? They both look cool.
I don't know what's the Vita.
The Vita's the one that has a touchscreen in the back.
The Vita looks exactly like the
PSP. Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Touchscreen in the back?
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, so you could transfer your game, say, from the PS3 version to the PSP, and they called it transferring, and I don't know what that... But it was just so you can continue your game. And then, like, when you got back from wherever you were at, you can transfer your save from the PSP back to the PS3 and continue your game again. And so he says that's the future of gaming, to be able to play it on any game on any platform and just be able to, you know,
move along.
I agree, though.
I hate, like...
What?
There's really not much opportunity for you to ever be on a handheld thing unless you're, like, on a fucking... On a flight or on a
long drive. No, not when you're driving, but like, yeah, if you're on a.
And then you can't even play driving, dude. That shit makes you car sick.
It doesn't make you car sick.
Yeah, it doesn't make you car sick.
No, it makes you car sick. It makes most people car sick.
No, yeah, doctor's appointment. Reading. You're waiting in a waiting room for something.
Yeah, but okay, that's like fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah, but still, it's not always. Not always.
We'll change your doctor.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, what about the ER? The ER takes fucking forever.
Yeah, imagine you're in the ER.
Okay, so you're gonna buy something for emergencies? I need this game to move with me in case of
emergencies. When I have a broken arm and I'm waiting for
No. It's not the future.
Ooh.
It's not. The future would be augmented gaming. I'd rather play that if I'm out and about.
Augmented,
you could play why? Because you're on the bus, you just play something like on the seat next to you, or just something like on the floor in front of you. It's there, and you're like throwing blocks around.
Yeah, you're not gonna look crazy in the bus doing that shit.
No, because everybody has it.
Yeah, true. Oh, by the way, before I forget, you got a notification. Someone asked, "Are you trying to play Battlefield?" Ooh. I forget who it was.
Better than Nasty.
Probably.
Or fucking Paul Nocha.
No, only Paul Nocha.
Yeah, it definitely was Paul Nocha.
But they just all it says, "Are you trying to play Battlefield?" It's like, we're watching videos. We didn't respond. The PS4 is getting a new update. It's gonna add external hard drive support, which is fucking awesome. Good. Because
what's getting what?
The PlayStation 4 is gonna update where you can get external hard drive. Support. So that means you can plug an external hard drive into it and save your shit, you know, which is awesome because I have like 50 million external hard drives.
My fucking illegal videos.
I don't know, probably.
Because it never works. None of it works.
No one got mine.
I go to thing and I push files and it's like there's no files. There's just these encrypted files.
That's weird.
Or whatever. There's just the stupid files.
That's pretty weird. Custom wallpapers. You'll be able to use your screenshots and use them as wallpapers.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
I like that. That's better, finally.
Simplify party access. Players will be able to access party options from the quick menu while in-game. The menu has also been reduced in size to limit the amount of the game screen that's taken up. And everything else is just like, bleh. Who cares? No one cares. You care? Shut up. That's what.
Do I care about what?
I don't know.
This is the cool update, though.
Yeah, the new update.
The big update.
Yeah. And then the one thing for the PS4 Pro they're adding is called Boost Mode. So if you're playing an older game on the PS4.
I'm being all congested.
Me too.
I'm coughing more to try to get that shit out.
loosen it up. They brought all the kids.
They brought all the kids, yeah. Please ignore that noise in the background. There's a lot of children here. Mm-hmm. Apparently they're doing something that's making all the adults out there yell. PS4 Pro Boost Mode will enhance some older games at a higher frame rate and shorten load times. It's been confirmed that the update software will, yeah, it's going to, so, it's kind of like, remember when you would play, like, PS2 games and PS1 games on the PS3? You dick. You just wanted to pick up on that. It's bad enough we got everyone screaming and yelling in the background. Is everyone just fucking making noise now? Oh, back to Kojima really quick before I forget. Death Stranding will be big. It'll feature humor, and it's not a horror game.
It'll feature humor? So it's a funny game and not a scary game?
It's not a scary game. It looks like a fucking terrifying game.
Yeah.
But...
it just looked creepy. It didn't look too scary, but like creepy.
This is a quote from Kojima. I am not pursuing a dark aspect to the game.
Looks very dark, actually.
It does look it looks extremely dark.
Maybe it's not scary, but it looks...
I think maybe he's just saying that to be funny. To be like, guys, it's not
Don't worry about it.
We're back.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Kojima and how Death Stranding is going to be
funny. It's not dark!
This is what he says.
It's like Evil Dead, where it's a
He says, I don't have a dark mindset in particular. Death Stranding is not a horror game. I just wanted to make something that looks very unique. Something you haven't seen before.
I think he's using the wrong words. It is dark.
Yeah.
It just might not be... like,
humor is
like
a very...
like Silent Hill.
Yeah, it's not going to be terrifying, but it's going to be a...
yeah, because fuck those games. I don't like those games. Like, they're cool, but who wants to play them?
No, see, but he's not saying it's going to be a hilarious... like, it's not going to be a humorous game. It's going to have humor to it as well. It's going to be a very long game.
Metal Gear Solid had a lot of humor.
Yeah, I mean, those, yeah. I mean, he has...
That's how he makes his game.
Yeah.
And he makes fun of the fact that it is just a game, you know?
Yeah.
Even though he's acting like it's like high art.
Yeah.
It's just a game.
See, he had a bunch of ideas that he wanted to work on, but this one came...
Black helicopter.
It just happened to be the one that he said he feels is right for the market at the time. So. There you do. Ooh, no, I'll save that one for later. Let me see if there's anything new yet.
It looks like Wario.
It kind of does.
Kind of dog farm, yeah.
Yeah, like Dog Warrior.
Dog Warrior.
Wario.
Warrior.
Dude, when does Lego Batman come out?
Lego Batman.
February. I know.
I want to go see Spliff.
Spliff?
Spliff?
I mean Split.
I heard it's fucking good.
Spliff? Yeah, I heard it's good.
I heard it's really fucking good. I want to go check that shit out. I do have some. I gotta work tonight, which is fucking bullshit. New UFC game on the way.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I was wondering when they were going to do a new
Let's see here. Wilson, fan, discussed EA upcoming titles, third quarter, until today, blah, blah, blah. Don't care. Where'd it go?
When is it going to be?
EA will release a new entry in its UFC franchise sometime during the 2018 fiscal year.
Next year.
Yeah, so it's EA Sports
fiscal
UFC
year, so that's like April.
I don't know. So it just says.
It just means sometime within.
Yeah, sometime within 2018.
Maybe, or I think that means before the holiday season.
Is that what fiscal?
Maybe.
Fiscal would be.
Oh shit! I'm breaking shit over here. Final Fantasy VII. They released some artwork for it. The game is still... They're deep in development. Their ball's deep in development right now.
Not enough ball in the development.
But this is the official artwork they've released for it. Mm-hmm. It's a remake of one of the original covers.
Wait, what is this?
Final Fantasy VII. So.
I never could get it.
You never played VII, though. That's why.
I did. I played one of them, the one that you guys always used to go with, Chocobo Racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that shit. It was a good game. But, it's whatever.
And, you know, this weekend was the 20-year anniversary. Or last Thursday, I think, was the 20-year anniversary of the game's release.
And? Did they do anything?
They released that artwork.
Okay.
They released that artwork and
they released that artwork.
What else did they do?
It was a drawing, bitches.
Yeah. It's a pretty shitty anniversary, to be honest.
Right. No, and they just did a bunch of shit like that, you know?
I'm trying to find that. Like doing things like that.
I think my favorite line from him, other than the whole Bottles and Warriors thing, is what money? And he throws a fucking chocolate at that girl. What about the money you owe? What money? You fucking Luther.
Crazy man.
Yep. Final Fantasy VII key art revealed. Oh shit! Remember we talked about ZeniMax suing Oculus Rift because they're fucking John Carmack. No, because remember they're saying that.
Who? Zenimax?
ZeniMax.
Oh, ZeniMax.
It's the company that owns Bethesda.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the TVs.
No. But this company sued. Isn't it John Carmack?
So the company that owns Bethesda.
Yeah. No. ZeniMax owns Bethesda. They sued Oculus Rift. Yeah. Because the dude that is running the Oculus Rift shit was working for ZeniMax. And he was working for them, and he's using code that he developed while working for them. Well, working on some VR shit that they were working on.
Hmm. Oh, so something they left from their company.
Yeah. So the main dude that works for Oculus, he pretty much was working there. They started working on VR. He was like, yeah, I'm going to take this shit and run with it. And he left the company, started his own VR company, and used everything that he was working on there.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's because
you sign a thing that says if you come up with anything.
Yeah,
working for the company.
An IP agreement, and oh no, and the other thing was is he was working on their fucking.
Yeah,
property.
Well, on the clock. I mean, I don't think it counts if you're like do some shit on your free time.
No, yeah, it does. Most really? Play, yeah.
So if you're working for a regular job, and you're a fucking.
And you're using their facilities to do it.
No. I'm saying if you're a painter.
Oh, no, okay, no,
that's what I mean.
But most IP agreements, especially in software engineering?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if you're using their shit, but like, if you do it at home, your shit,
When I was working for InXile, when I got that job, you signed an IP agreement, and what the IP agreement is anything that you've worked on for a year, up to a year prior to working here,
yeah,
and up to a year after working here, belongs to us.
Yeah.
So if I was working on something on my own for a year, and then I started working there, and they can own it. They can take it from me. Anything after a year. Because they're saying, like, any ideas, like, if I develop anything prior to, like, okay, let's say I'm working on a game, right? My own game, right? And I bring it to them, like not necessarily I bring it there, but like I get the ideas and I develop it while I'm working there. Even though I came up with the idea a year ago, they can claim ownership of it.
You're still developing it.
Yeah, but because the way they see it is working for us is giving you ideas. You know what I mean?
Well, what if they don't know about it?
Well, then that's different.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, but you brought forth this thing to them.
Yeah. Well, no. Say I'm working.
Because it doesn't seem right that, like, let's say you're working for.
But even up to a year later, though, too. That's
like,
another thing.
It doesn't seem right that, like, okay, you're working. You worked on your shit even before you applied for a job. You're working on your own game on your own time, with your own equipment.
Yeah.
And then you go work for this place, and you're doing something completely separate.
Yeah.
And this doesn't even relate to this.
But the thing is what,
so they get to own that.
The thing is, the reason it depends on. There's a way it's worded proper. It's worded weirdly, but the way it is like, okay, because of you working here, you're coming across
that.
Ideas and.
Yeah, I know that.
And technologies and coding things that you wouldn't come across that maybe you wouldn't have thought of on your own.
Yeah, but it's still not fair.
Well, I mean, but you're still, like, their thinking is you're using what you've learned here to make something that we're not going to be able to sell.
So?
You know?
So what?
Well, that's business.
But that's not...
It's like me going into McDonald's and fucking creating the ultimate Big Mac and then taking everything I learned at McDonald's and opening my own restaurant based on that recipe.
No,
you can't do that.
No, That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm comparing two different things. Okay, but what if it's like, what if you write a book while you're fucking?
I don't know.
Let's say you write a book, and you go work for a video game company programming.
Mm-hmm.
They don't own your rights, the rights to your fucking
book. No. That's different.
I think it has to have, relevance to their company.
Yeah, but see, this
so, like,
guy...
if you're working for a coding company, and then you come out with some sort of program while you're working there, or, like you said, a year before or a year after, then
they don't want you to compete.
Yeah. Well, as this guy, he was working for ZeniMax, working on a VR headset for them.
Yeah.
Left the company and created his own VR headset. And, like, they were like, no, you fucking, like, you stole all that shit from us. And on top of that, we can prove that you're using code that you developed working for us. And so so what's happening is he got sued for $500 million. They've been awarded $500 million. On top of that, now ZeniMax, what's that? It might be. Because not only that, is what else, ZeniMax is also putting an injunction in that means that they no more Oculus Rifts can be sold until they take out the code that was developed for their company. So they have to reformat the fucking...
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
Done, homie.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's fucking nuts, though. It's, I mean, but, like, why the fuck would you even do that shit? I mean, I guess I can kind of understand it, but...
Maybe he just... I
don't know. Maybe they won't realize.
Try to use it as a way into another company, and then they just started to, like, run with it. And he was like, whoa, I didn't know they were going to turn it into this whole thing. I was just trying to get a job. Like,
maybe. I mean, that's... Because I know he wasn't the original... He wasn't the founder of it, but he was one of the main guys that were working on it.
Yeah, because he was the one that brought the fucking
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be it.
Or like, he had, like, the missing piece of the puzzle of that piece of code.
Yeah, and maybe he figured, we'd rewrite this part and fix it, but they never got around to fixing it. Now it's like, fuck. That's their code. Because, yeah, I mean, that's fucking crazy, though. Like, $500 million plus, they won't be able to sell any more Oculus Rifts. I want to buy an Oculus Rift now before they fucking, you know, and just, like, leave it in the box.
Well, they have to have made that much money in order to get sued.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because it could just be damages. Like, this is how much money...
Well, how much we would have made.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like the fucking, especially in the United States, like, you can sue people, like, you can sue someone for like $100 million.
$1 billion, and they're gonna have to, like, negotiate it down.
Yeah.
You can't get $1 billion. I don't care, I want $1 billion.
Give you $5.
That's too low.
And a bag of onions.
$1 billion. $10.
But, like, you could sue somebody for, like, emotional distress, and you can put a monetary amount. Like, I want to sue you for $100,000 because you caused me emotional distress. It's like, how do you come up with that number? Like, how did I cause you $100,000 worth of emotional distress?
Yeah.
And, like, people can figure that shit out. Like, this is like, oh, because of this, I didn't go to work on this day. Because of this, I was late to work on this day. Because, you know, and they'll fucking break it down to, like, whatever reasoning, and then, like, that's why you owe me $100,000. You know, I was gonna go buy a lottery ticket that day, and I didn't, and I could have fucking won the lottery, but because I didn't.
So now you owe me fucking $1.5 billion.
Yeah, you know.
What if somebody could prove that? What if, like, they're like, look, I pay these numbers every day.
Yeah.
And that one day you fucking crashed into my car, I fucking didn't pay my numbers.
And then my numbers hit.
My numbers.
Imagine, could you imagine that shit? Like, you're on your way to buy your goddamn lottery ticket.
You think that would hold up in court?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Shit. Like, if you have proven, like, you have fucking your previous lottery tickets.
Look at this, all these tickets.
Like, it's like, you know, I got these are the tickets I've been playing every fucking day. These numbers are every day.
For the last 10 years.
It is like the exact fucking, oh my god.
They're never
going
to hit again. They already hit once. There's no way they can hit again.
That'd be fucked. That'd be like fate just fucking you in the ass right there. Like, straight up, just no lube.
Total new car.
Yeah, because you had to pick it up on your way home. and it's already 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You had to deal with this for 3 hours. It's past eight, and you can't get your lotto ticket.
You can't get your lotto ticket. Damn, man, oh, dude. That'd be so fucked. That'd be, oh, man. Like, I'm upset for that hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
It's just like, shit.
Extremely salty over that hypothetical scenario.
You're like, fuck, that poor guy. He could have won the fucking lottery.
Like, I had to stop myself and think, okay, wait, this isn't real.
Okay. It's about to get worked up over nothing.
Yep. DestinyCon, trademarked and registered by Bungie.
Okay, I heard about that.
There's going to be a... They're not saying, oh, we're going to have a fucking DestinyCon.
Yeah.
But they're also saying they're not having a DestinyCon.
No, they're just doing it for rights.
Yeah, well, because there was already one called...
Guardian Con.
And now it's... Oh, but it used to be called Destiny Community Con. Now it's called Guardian Con.
Yeah, because Destiny doesn't want its name affiliated with any convention in case, like, just something bad happens, like a riot.
Yeah, I can see that. Shit, isn't the Long Beach Comic Con next weekend?
I don't know.
You guys want to go?
Let's go right at FatCon.
Fuck, I don't know what happened to FatCon this year. There was no FatCon this year. I kept seeing all the fucking pictures and posts from last year, but... I don't think they had one this year. And I didn't see, like, I was on their website, nothing. I think it's because the last one was so fucking shitty.
Yeah.
The last one was just, like...
Seeing kind of, like, lazily put together.
Yeah. And, like, everyone there was just like, eh.
Like, they just did the same thing.
It wasn't as... It was bigger, though, than the one before that, but it was because it was all separated.
Yeah.
That's why it
sucked. I think that's why, too.
It wasn't all just one room.
I want to go to Long Beach Comic Con because I want to take a picture with Jason Momoa. He gets me moist. he's going to be there.
Is that Jason Momoa?
I think he is, yeah.
He likes Samoans.
Yep. One of The Rock, Jason Momoa. Yeah. Oh, did you hear about that? About someone questioned him about being Aquaman? He's like, you know, Aquaman does a lot of swimming. Do you know how to swim? And he looks at the reporter and goes, dude, I'm Samoan. Like, or Hawaii. I think he's either Hawaiian or Samoan. It's like either way, it's like this race spends a lot of time in the ocean. Like,
dude, my ancestors.
Dude, I'm a Pacific Islander.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, I grew up surrounded by water. You know, I'm gonna look at what I'm gonna say.
That's racist. What does it mean he can swim?
This is. You know what? You make a valid point.
Yeah, that is racist. It's
racist to his own kind.
What'd you think about him as Conan? Pee,
huh?
What'd you think about him as Conan?
I didn't like him.
You didn't like him as Conan? Conan?
That show he has two soaps.
I thought you said you liked it. Last week you literally said you liked it.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I didn't say that.
Oh, he's Hawaiian.
I didn't say that I liked it.
You said, yeah, I've been watching Frontier. It's pretty good.
No, I didn't.
You know what? I'm going to pull
it. I don't remember that at all.
I didn't say it's pretty good. I
said it was pretty good.
So it's not that good because I haven't. It's kind of. I think I said it's kind of stupid.
So this guy's name is Joseph Jason Kamehameha Momoa.
Flip flops.
You're the one that raves about everything. Everything is fucking brilliant.
You're like
a child. Everything to you is just good.
Like what?
Like Suicide Squad, like fucking Assassin's Creed.
I did not say
Suicide Squad. You couldn't even give that a bad.
I said I wanted to like it. I didn't say it was good. I just said I wanted to like it more than...
You raved about it.
I did not.
You were fucking lying.
Raved. Ooh, new VR bundle. New PlayStation VR bundle announced. Until Dawn?
Have I heard of Until Dawn?
Have you played Until Dawn?
Yeah.
Have you played it?
PlayStation VR, no. A.K.A. Morpheus?
Yes.
AKA Until Dawn's like the cabin...
Yeah, survival way to like
slasher.
Yeah.
I got cabin fever.
I haven't played that. I watched it.
I got cabin fever.
Watched it.
What? You got it?
What'd
you think about it from what you saw?
What happened?
I haven't seen it. Right. Well, the new VR bundle is coming with. It's called Until Dawn Blood Rush, which is like at a fucked up carnival. What up, dog?
Are you talking about zombies?
No. It's like a slasher.
Did you play that zombie mode?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Neon Zombies?
Yeah.
I want to get it.
Kevin Smith isn't in it as much as you would think, though.
He's just like, yeah, he was telling me, I was like, I want to get it. And he was like, yeah, he's not in it as much as you think. He's just like a side character.
Yeah.
He just pops in and out.
Yeah, he's like David Hasselhoff in the first one.
I don't remember.
Does he at least talk more, or does his voice show up? Like, no?
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
You have to get far.
It's like Easter egg stuff.
That's true. Those ones are usually... There's no story in those things. I mean, there's a story, but you have to fucking
find it. There's a story in the Easter eggs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Wii U officially ends production. Good. Nintendo is no longer manufacturing Wii U consoles.
They should... That's what they need to do if they want to catch up to PS4 and Xbox One.
Over 13.5 million consoles were sold as of December 31st, 2016.
They need to cut manufacturing and then just not make games for the Wii U and make all the games for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Because the Nintendo Switch needs all the games it can get. Mm-hmm. So it could be on par with those.
I agree. They need to focus.
Because actually, Xbox One and PS4 took like, what, 2-3 years before they even fucking said, no, let's not do the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, they should have did that shit from the beginning.
Yeah. But see, but PlayStation has a thing where they have a 10-year... life cycle. Uh-huh. So they're going to continue making it. Like for the PS4, even when the PS5 comes out, if it hasn't been 10 years, mm-hmm. Until they reach that 10-year cycle, they're going to keep making games for the PS4. Mm-hmm. You know? I wonder if they're going to continue with the fucking numbering system. Like PS4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
10. I'm sure it'll be like the PlayStation Revolution.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
I'm curious to wonder.
The PSR, you know?
Yeah. Some shit, right?
PSZ. PSX.
The original PlayStation was a PSX. I don't know why, but it was. They called it the PSX. But, okay. Why the fuck does it keep doing this? Splinter Cell producer on whether Assassin's Creed box office will affect movie, making it different from Bond and Bourne. So yeah, they're still working on the Splinter Cell movie.
Why?
I don't know. And they're saying they're trying to make it different from...
When was the last time they even made a Splinter Cell game?
It's been a while. yeah, I don't know. It's been fucking quite a while. I know there hasn't been one for the PS4, at least.
Has there even been one for PS3?
I know there was one for PS3.
Well, like at the beginning, huh?
Yeah, like, I want to say beginning or mid. Yeah, it's been quite a while. Tom Hardy's signed on to fucking star in it, though.
Splinter Cell?
Yeah.
Is he going to be Fisher?
Yeah. No, he's going to be Bane. He's going to be Bane when the fucking three fucking...
He's going to be a generic fucking bad guy.
Yeah.
He's just going to be in a ski mask.
He's just going to do the voice.
Yeah. Oh, God! He's an interrogation voiceover.
Yeah, right? So they say, we've got a script. It's a little long, but it's the best script we've had. That's not a good thing. That's not a really good way to say it. Like, it's like, we've got a bunch of shitty scripts. Because like, the way is...
It's still rough.
But it's the best one we've had.
But it's the best one we've gotten so far.
Yeah.
That can mean many different things.
Yeah.
It could just be like, this thing is like... Just blowing shit out the water, fucking good.
Or it's fucking. Or it's like it's,
blowing shit out the water bed. Literally blowing its own shit out of the water.
The way I read that is like it's the best one we've had.
Like, yeah, the way I perceive it is like it's the best one.
Yeah, out of like we've had all this shit. This one's the least shittiest.
It's the longest, smoothest piece of shit out of the. Pieces of shit.
Yeah, exactly. This is the best shit of the shit.
It's like that piece of shit where you look around like, oh wow, that was a pretty good shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's like one of those ones where you would take a picture of and share. Yeah. It's still shit. Nobody wants to see it.
Smells like shit, looks like shit, even tastes like shit if you're into that.
What did I see recently? Something was like, how can you claim you love for... It was just a random anime fucking clip. And all it said was, how can you say you love her if you wouldn't eat her poo? And I was like,
I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, you could still love somebody and not eat poo.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, I'm sure she won't eat your poo.
Yeah.
So she loves you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
Scarface remake. They're still talking about that shit.
But who's going to be Scarface?
Diego Luna. He will reportedly star in Universal's upcoming Scarface reboot. I mean, he's got the accent.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I could see him as Scarface.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Diego Luna is
the guy from Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One.
He's
like, Caspian.
Yeah, and he's also in what's that cartoon? Book of Life.
Yeah, I could see him as Scarface.
I was on my way. That's my favorite line from that movie.
I don't know how he is like Sarah James is just like fucking angry all the goddamn time.
I know, right?
I don't know how he's gonna sound like that. Like all aggressive, but
yeah, that's gonna be weird.
But as far as the look goes, I think he could pull off.
I think so too. Yeah. The Han Solo film, speaking of Star Wars characters. It started filming, and
to be honest,
huh.
I don't think I'm gonna see that movie.
No?
I'm deciding right now.
I don't know, I'm their fucking track record right now is on point. Their track record is on point right now.
I don't care. I don't think it's a movie that belongs in this.
You said the same thing about Rogue One.
Yeah.
And Rogue One was fucking amazing.
Okay, but I still don't think it's the best. I still think, like, two Star Wars movies are better than that.
I don't know, man. I mean, to me, their fucking track record's on point. Like, they got me right now. Anything Star Wars, especially after the last two movies, just fucking shut up and take my money.
It's not that it's not going to be good. It's that I don't want to fucking see that type of bullshit right now.
Yeah, I get that.
I want to see Rey and Kylo Ren and Finn.
Yeah, that's, well, and 8's going to be out before that, so you have 8, and then you can go see
how. Okay, but I want to see more of them after that.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what they're going to do after this. You know what I mean? Because, okay, Rogue One, Han Solo, and then what? What's after 9?
Then they could start doing all that fucking origin stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just like...
You know what I would love to see? A Darth Vader origin film.
We kind of already did.
But, like, no. Those don't exist.
We kind of already did.
Something that's gay. Something with less. With less politics, fucking trade route injunctions and goddamn Senate council meetings and. So the working title for the Han Solo movie, is Star Wars Red Cup. And when I got fucking IGN, I hate IGN so bad. The article title was. First shot from the set of Han Solo film. It's like, oh, fuck it. It's literally this.
Is it Harrison Ford holding a red cup?
Oh. It's literally just a picture of the goddamn clapper.
The clapper?
Yeah, that's what that's called, the clapper. Or the clapboard or whatever they're
called. It's the clapper. It's the clapper.
The clapboard?
What is that?
It's the first...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They don't have it anymore?
Yeah, no, it's from Star Wars. That's the one from Han Solo. I don't know what that was about. let me see here. But it's just, why? Why the fuck share... Okay, I get it, share that picture, but don't fucking, fucking clickbait me. You know?
That's the name of the game, bud.
Oh, man, there was something... What was it there?
That's why every fucking video you see, a hot chick with her tits out, but like that chick isn't in the video.
Yeah, fucking thumbnails, bullshit, like the fail video, and it's like some fucking half naked chick.
Fuck yeah, I want to see some titties, man.
She's not in the goddamn video at all. Speaking of clickbait, there was something I saw recently, and I was like, really? Like, this is the worst kind of fucking clickbait ever. And it pissed me off. Like, it pissed me off so bad that I literally shared it and said, like, don't fucking click this. This is retarded. Like, why the fuck does this exist? See if I can find it real quick. Because it wasn't that long ago. But it was like... It was fucking stupid. It was like, what do you put in your laundry to fucking make your white clothes stay white? Mm-hmm. Like, something retarded like that. But it wasn't just... that it wasn't that fucking bad, but it was pretty goddamn retarded and like annoying. And like I was offended that they shared that shit. Like this is some fucking bullshit. God damn it. God damn it. It's gonna bug me until I find it too. Cause I'm not gonna find it. You know, like when you want to show somebody something, like a picture that you know is on your phone?
Uh-huh.
You're like scrolling through all your fucking millions of goddamn pictures, and then like you don't find it, and then like the second you're like, what the hell you doing, dog?
Come on, man. He's digging.
What's he digging for?
He's making a bed.
Ah, that's what it is? Let me go back to this for now. So. Oh, Diego Luna's gonna be Scarface.
I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was gonna be Scarface.
No, Diego Luna.
Who's Leonardo gonna be? Is he gonna be Frank?
He's probably gonna be Frank.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, he would be Frank, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, that's better.
Frank Abagnale Jr.?
Yes.
Or maybe.
That's his character in Catching You.
Maybe Diego Luna's gonna be. What's. Angel? No, not Angel.
No,
Angel gets chopped up at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, God. Manolo. No, they say he's going to star, but they don't specify that he's going to be Tony. Or he's going to be whoever. Yeah. He's not, because...
Because I heard Leonardo's going to be in it.
Yeah, he's going to, that's the other rumor. But I can see him as Frank.
Yeah.
He's too old to be fucking...
I guess.
To be Scarface. Ben Affleck is no longer directing the Batman.
Good.
What?
Ben Affleck is no longer going to direct Batman.
Good.
He's still going to star in it, but he says that the film itself takes too much, like, he needs to focus on the character and not...
He's doing a shitty job.
I think he did a great job.
He's doing a shitty
I think job. He did a good job.
That movie was boring as fuck.
Oh, yeah, that movie was boring as shit.
What movie? I could not watch.
Fucking Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah.
But I think Ben Affleck did a good job. And I think he did a good job in Suicide Squad as well.
He didn't direct Suicide Squad.
And he didn't do anything.
He didn't direct fucking Batman for Superman either.
He didn't do anything. I know, but I'm talking about his act.
I think he did a good job as an actor. I think he's a great Batman. I think he did a good job. I'm just saying. I think he did a good job.
No.
Have you guys seen the trailer for the new Beauty and the Beast movie?
They should have had Diego Luna play Batman.
The Beauty and the Beast fucking looks good. Like, I'm actually excited to see it. It pretty much looks like they took the movie, the cartoon.
What did they call
and
it?
And made a Beauty and the Beast.
Like, and name it, like, Into the Woods.
No.
What's that other one?
There's Maleficent, and they did Cinderella, but it's just Cinderella.
And there's also Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, but that wasn't a Disney one. That was a live action Snow White, but it wasn't.
Still Snow White.
And the Huntsman.
Come on.
Bro. And then they did the Huntsman stuff after that.
Oh.
They did a Huntsman?
Yeah, just a sequel, and they just called it the Huntsman, because they didn't want Wasn't Nuts in it anymore. Have you seen all those memes of fucking Trump? Like, it's the first bill he signed, and he's holding it up?
Yeah.
And all the different things have changed? This is my favorite one right now.
What's
it? I kill Fitty Man! It's a Cotton Hill from King of the Hill.
Why?
Because he's always talking about how he kills...
Is that your favorite one?
Because he's always talking about how he kills 50 men.
It doesn't even make sense, because it's not even like a bill.
I know, it's just, I kill 50 men. That's all it is. Just to me, it's funny. Because I read it in his voice. I killed 50 men.
Fake news.
Fake news?
That's what we should have, a segment of fake news.
Every
He's just resting his head on my leg.
I'm just staring off into the distance, longingly, like, trying to remember days past.
Yeah, you're trying to forget them.
or that. what was I saying? Oh, so Ben Affleck, yeah, he's no longer going to,
He's going to play Manolo?
Yes, Ben Affleck's going to play Manolo and fucking... Dude, have you seen the trailer for Get Out?
No.
Oh, shit, you guys got to see that.
Oh, you know what? Yes, I have.
That's someone by fucking,
Scorsese?
Yeah.
Fucking, Scorsese. No, by what's the
Stanley
name?
Stanley Kubrick?
It's like a scary movie, and like some black guy goes into a town and everyone tells him to get out.
Yeah, where it's like a hypnotist.
Yeah. That shit looks so fucking crazy, man.
It looks okay.
It looks fucking nuts.
Yeah, it didn't impress me too much.
I want to see that shit.
No, the other one looks good. The
Split?
Yeah, that one, and then the other one, the Cure for Wellness.
That one was fucked up too. Yeah. Have you seen this one? I love that it just fucking loops over and over.
Do I play it?
Yeah, just hit play. It's Donald Trump's speech and he's fist pumping.
He's going like this.
There's a dick in his
arm. Someone drew a cartoon dick flopping back and forth in his arm.
Oh. Yeah, he's going like this.
But so what was I saying now?
That's funny.
I was saying something about something. So Ben Affleck and the Batman. Not doing it. He says, like I said, he says he needs to focus on the character itself and not just fucking... He can't be distracted because the character is too important to just fuck up. So I'm good with this decision. This dog. I'm okay with this.
I'm over it already. I'm over Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When's the next Marvel movie?
Yeah, that's true. Like, fuck, that's the real question. What is the next one coming out? Guardians?
Guardians. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about Aquaman.
When does Guardians come out?
To be honest.
Tomorrow.
I wish tomorrow.
It came out today.
I wish.
Was it midnight yesterday? No, it was at midnight.
Midnight today?
Yeah.
Why would it come out on midnight on a Saturday?
No, it came out Friday midnight.
Why would it come on midnight on Friday? Because on midnight...
It came out the morning of Saturday.
Morning of Friday, you mean?
The morning of Saturday. Because they wanted to just... Had to surprise everybody.
You mean it was a test screening?
Test screening.
Could you imagine, like, just a surprise screening? No one shows, like, why the fuck doesn't anyone show? Because you didn't fucking tell anybody!
Surprise test.
They just do it, like, up on the thing, and it's, like, out today.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit.
Really like, made, like, $40.
Yeah.
Why?
No, they still would sell.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, anybody who went to the theater that day would be like,
Shit, yeah. Like, imagine they did that with Star Wars. They just didn't, like, there's no release date. It just one day shows up at the theater. I think people would lose their fucking shit.
Lose their tits?
I think so. Lose their tits.
There'd be tits all over the floor.
Just tits everywhere.
So many
when
tits.
The guy's, like, sweeping up, he's like, what's with all these tits on the floor?
It's like, why is this? There's a lot more tits on the floor than normal.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor denies he will have a cameo in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah? It was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck a Game of Thrones is. Get the fuck out of here.
It's a good one.
It's a fight game, not in the movie game.
That's pretty much what he's saying. He's saying, I'm focusing on my fights and my career. I'm not looking at anything else.
Watch him be in it.
All right, he's gonna end up being in it.
He was on that commercial with John Lovitz.
Oh yeah, he was.
Why would John Lovitz and Conor McGregor be in the same commercial?
No. It was like a gambling, a European gambling commercial.
Yeah.
There's so many of those commercials, dude.
Dude, especially over there. Yeah, like, when I watch
it. Just online gamble, all their hearts up.
I watch it's a lot illegal. Of. I watch a lot of the pay-per-views, like, on that VIP box. And, like, it's always being streamed from some fucking British fucking channel.
Yeah, and then there's just gone gambling.
Every fucking break.
Makes
fucking
depressed.
Yeah, it does.
You're like, what the fuck is this? Gambling? Is this what we're all about? Gambling?
Isn't there more to the world than fucking gambling? I don't want to gamble all these two guys fighting in the ring, in an octagon. I just want to enjoy it and focus
nothing
on
what they're doing.
Nothing.
Do they wear socks or some shit? They wear some, like, foot things.
On. Dude, did you see the BJ Penn's last fight?
They wear foot condoms.
Did you see BJ Penn's last fight?
Yeah, it was terrible.
He just got fucking brutalized.
Yeah, because Yair's a fucking panther. Fuck
him. He just got fucking just like.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen.
To use a term player two uses is fucking.
I think everybody knew that was gonna happen.
He just got mollywopped.
Yeah.
He just, like, that was fucking brutal, man. Yeah, I was like, God damn.
It's not even his fault. Isn't that, like, just the game has so much evolved.
Yeah.
You know? If you haven't been fighting in there constantly, then you're not gonna... You can't keep up. You can't keep up, man.
Shit. I had something else though, other than Conan the Burger. Oh, more fucking clickbait to piss me off. So Robert Englund's gonna be back as Freddy Krueger, but not in a movie. It's a documentary about how fucking theatrical makeup is made, and so he's gonna sit and let them do all the whole Freddy Krueger makeup on him like he used to, and they're gonna do a documentary about it. Yeah.
Oh. They're gonna make a new movie.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah, another like Robert Englund with Freddy Krueger again. I'm fucking down. He's like, oh, documentary on how he does his makeup.
Just go watch the old Freddy Krueger.
Well, that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Choose from.
Then I have a story for G-Roll here.
They're all
right. Actually, this is for me as well, because...
G-Money. G-Money in this.
So, I don't know if you... Have you been to McDonald's recently?
No.
You might notice that there's an extra Big Mac option now. Actually, there's two extra Big Mac options.
The Grand Mac.
What? Have you seen that motherfucker?
Why is this for me, though? Because it's a hamburger.
It's a hamburger and a hamburger Yoshi. Yoshi. Okay. So, then now they have the Junior Mac, which is the Big Mac without the extra meat, extra bread, and extra patty. Then there's the classic Big Mac.
But that's just a cheeseburger.
No, because it has the sauce and the lettuce and the fucking onions. And...
It's that style.
Yeah.
But that's just a cheeseburger.
That's just a cheeseburger. You got real Luke Skywalker on that one.
Do they still have Big and Tasties?
No, they don't. They haven't had Big and Tasties for years. And
back in the day.
Yeah, they haven't had those for fucking ever. But the Grand Mac, it's 2 third-pound patties. It's fucking massive, dude. It's like that. It's like fucking huge.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I bet you that shit would fuck your stomach up.
It probably would.
I tried those 3rd-pound burgers that they have. They fuck your stomach up.
Like the ones at Carl's?
No, the ones at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. I haven't tried those.
They're not good, man.
I've had a 5-pound burger.
A 5-pound burger from where?
Fucking some place in Southland. No, sorry, Southgate.
Southland. Southland is far as fuck.
Yeah. Southgate. Yeah.
Southgate.
Big ass
burger. Was it bomb?
Yeah.
Was it? Where was that?
I don't remember the place. It was like fucking. It was like when I was in 8th grade.
You had a 5-pound burger when you were in 8th grade.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking like. In your adulthood.
Nah, it's just like three.
That's how you really. That's how you really dislocated. That's how you really dislocated your hip. Just trying to shit that out. Yeah.
That was before. Or no, I dislocated my hip before that, sir.
Before the burgers.
Yeah. Pre-burger, if you will.
I don't believe it.
That's how it goes. It's like my Old and New Testament. Before the burger and after the burger.
Is that life changing, dude? What was I just gonna say? Fucking Stranger Things 2, season 2.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, someone tweeted on their account that they might have the premiere. Where'd it go? And it's an image of a weather report promising some major thunderstorms on Sunday. Where'd it go? It says February 2017. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Once tomorrow. Upload this thing. Tomorrow.
What?
Aren't you gonna upload this tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah. That's today.
That's today. Yes.
It's totally not Saturday, right?
But there. Yeah. It's not. It's Sunday. Oh shit! That's cool. I forgot about this. Have you guys seen this? It's like the
first... Stranger Things is Ghostbusters.
Yeah. The kids, they're just like...
The Halloween at the school.
The Halloween episode from the school, yeah. They're dressed up as Ghostbusters.
We're going to go head-to-head with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what are your picks for the Super Bowl?
Falcons.
This is right Rams. Before the game. We already called it. The Rams are going to win.
Yeah, the Rams are going to win.
I'm calling the Falcons. You know what? I probably shouldn't, because we did call the Falcons are going to act like they don't even want to play. They're just going to show up, be there. Fucking only 4 players gonna come out of the field.
It's the bitch ass Patriots. They're gonna cheat and they're gonna lie.
I hope the Patriots don't take it. I really don't want them to.
They used
to. I just I don't like the Patriots. I've never been a fan of the Patriots,
and
ever.
Trump's going to come out and say, see, the Patriots, it's a sign. America's going to be great again.
That's, you know what? You know why I don't like the Patriots winning Super Bowls? Because they won the Super Bowl, like, right after September 11th. Yeah. And it was just like... Like, really? Like, yeah. It's just... It was just too fucking stupid to me.
Yeah, man. Like, I think, like, most sports are...
So if the other team won after 9/11, you would hate that team?
No. It's the fact that the fucking Patriots is like, you know, like everyone's trying to be patriotic, and like everyone was supporting the Patriots just because they're called the fucking Patriots. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's like nobody gave a shit about the Patriots before September 11th. Now all of a sudden everybody's fucking Patriots fans, and then they win the Super Bowl. Like, see what happens when America comes together to support patriotism. Like, fuck you and fuck your stupid fucking patriotism and fuck that bullshit fucking team. This has been a run by Pablo.
And snip that part out of you going, fuck you and fuck your
patriotism. And if Paul Nocho was here, he'd probably say something about fuck you, Yankee Blue Jeans. What the fuck? Oh, I thought I just read Black Panther is filming in North Korea. I was like, no, it says South Korea.
Black Panther.
And I think that's all we got for this week.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony Weiner got busted for pedophilia.
What a fucking pedophile.
Dude, everyone knew he had fucking sexual hangups. Like, he was showing his dick to people. And then, like, he just got in trouble, like, a couple months ago because he took, like, he was direct messaging some chick, and he was like, oh, I'm gonna take a picture of my son for you. And, like, it's him, like, in his fucking boxers, and the baby's, like, on his stomach. The picture's framing his dick, and the baby just happens to be in the picture as well.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's fucking stupid.
That's not tasteful at all.
Yeah. Like... That's fucking...
And he got caught doing that.
Yeah.
And then now he's getting caught for child pornography.
Fuck that dude.
And that guy was one of the leaders of our fucking government.
Yep. Fucking wiener.
Fucking wiener.
Fucking wiener. I think on that note, game over. No more questions.
What are we talking about?